Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, Week 13 features a dozen games on Sunday, with all 14 playoff berths up for grabs. But first, we still have some business to attend to. The Ravens close out Week 12 today at 3:40 p.m. on NBC against the Steelers. It's just the third Wednesday NFL game since 1941. Back in 2012, the Cowboys defeated the Giants and the Rams defeating the Lions in 1948. Now, the Ravens are in Pittsburgh despite having two new positive COVID tests Tuesday, but the NFL had already deemed those two likely positives and believe the outbreak has been contained. Baltimore activating four players from the reserve COVID list on Tuesday, but defensive lineman Brandon Williams has been ruled out due to an ankle injury. Now, taking a look at others activated off the reserve COVID list from around the league yesterday, Broncos quarterback Drew Locke, Brett Rippon, and Blake Bortles, as well as Browns defensive lineman Myles Garrett. He missed the past two games. Well, the 49ers are officially nomads, announcing their Week 13 and 14 home games will be played in State Farm Stadium in Arizona because Santa Clara County, the site where they play their home games and practice, put a temporary ban on all contact sports for at least the next 2 weeks, meaning Monday's quote-unquote home game against Buffalo takes place in Glendale, Arizona, where the Niners have lost four of the last five games since 2014. The Bills played against the Cars, you might remember, in State Farm Stadium Week 10 and lost 32-30 on that memorable 43-yard Hail Mary to DeAndre Hopkins with 2 seconds to go. San Francisco head coach Kyle Shanahan feeling they're making the best out of the situation.
The best scenario for us and the most convenient for us right now with the situation presented is just getting out to Arizona. There's a good setup there. I mean, the Cardinals have been awesome with us. I mean, everyone out there has been awesome with us. And I do believe we have a really good setup there to make the best of it. And that's where we play our games too. So,
well, Shanahan also is feeling optimistic about quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo returning sometime later this month, saying, quote, "I'm holding out hope for Jimmy for the last couple of weeks." Well, the 3-8 Cowboys are currently last in the NFC East and don't play again until Tuesday due to the pandemic-delayed Ravens-Steelers game. Owner Jerry Jones made his weekly appearance on Dallas Radio yesterday and told us who stands out in this division.
Well, I'm impressed with the Washington football team and should be. They've beat us handedly two times. And that says about all I can say right there. They've got a solid defensive front, and obviously in Philadelphia, but speak to the Cowboys, that plays against where we've got some weakness right now in our offensive fronts.
And when Dallas plays Baltimore next Tuesday night, they'll see a familiar face on the other side. Throw up the X. Des Bryant is the boys' all-time leader in touchdown catches with 73. And find out who to start and who to sit on your fantasy team by downloading the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. And oh, you don't want to miss Good Morning Football, as my guy Nate Burleson has a special Wednesday edition of Tote Drag Swag. Who will take home the sleeveless hoodie today? Well, you just have to tune in and find out like everybody else. That's from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.